Hi everyone, welcome back to Queer Coco. I'm Bele Vaimoso and I'm your host. In today's episode, I kind of just want to talk about what I've been doing and what's come up since I started the podcast, since you asked. I mean, would be rude not to. These past couple of weeks especially have been kind of crazy, kind of busy. And when I say busy for me, it's just planning something after work, because usually I just get home, jump into bed, and that's pretty much it until the next day. So I've pretty much booked something almost every day the past couple of weeks. The first thing I really wanted to tell you guys about is I've recently become a co-host on a radio show, and this radio show is called Pacific Wave. Pacific Wave is on 4EB, which is 98.1 FM here in Brisbane, and the show is every Thursday at 4pm, and yeah, I co-host with the amazing Kamaya. I'll put her socials in my Instagram and all my socials as well, and also the description of this episode. But yeah, I'm looking forward to what we have planned for you guys. But please listen every Thursday, 4pm, 98.1. If you do miss the show, you can stream it on the 4EB On Demand website. And that's, so every episode is available for a week after it is. So that's really exciting. What else is there? I recently did a photo shoot with Herman Anderson, who is an upcoming Pacifica photographer here in Brisbane. His work is amazing. Like, I found him on Instagram and I booked him. And he's been so lovely, and I really want him to come on the podcast as well. So shout out to Herman. And Miss Kamaya did my makeup. So my co-host of the Pacific Wave radio show, Kamaya, is also a really popular makeup artist. So please follow her on at Makeup by Kamaya. And Herman's Instagram handle is at hermie.anderson. But also, yeah, I'll put it down in the description and everywhere else for you to find. So you already know by now, I recorded an episode with my friend Eleganza, and that came out last week, and I'm really happy with what we talked about, and I hope to have her on soon because I felt like we could have gone deeper, but it's good. It was good that we kind of just spoke about what we did talk about, but there are some more serious issues that we could have delved deeper into, and yeah, I hope we get to do that soon. Today is Sunday the 15th, 16th, 15th, of, yep, the 16th of Feb, and I helped film my little sister's YouTube video. So she did a YouTube mukbang style video with some of her friends, some of the boss ladies that she knows from the area, and yeah, that was fun. So we just finished doing that like a couple of hours ago. The girls just left. That was pretty hectic. And the food was so good. No one ate my fresh rolls, but whatever, I didn't care. What else is there? This coming week, I'm going to Melbourne. So I'll get to see some of my friends. I used to live in Melbourne, if you didn't know, and it was probably like the best year of my life, and I had the best time. I just had to come back because family stuff, and I haven't been back in 5 years, and Melbourne is my favorite city ever. So I can't wait to do that. I'll be recording a couple of episodes with some of my sisters. So I'm really looking forward to that. Earlier this week or late last week, I got a really nice message from the folks at For the Cultures podcast, and they're amazing, guys. You guys should check them out now after you listen to this one. And they will be streaming my episode when they're on break. So that'll be this week on the 17th. And so, yeah, what an honor. I was not expecting that at all. Not even expecting like a message or anything. And they've been so amazing and supportive. But yeah, thanks guys at the For the Cultures podcast. I really appreciate you guys reaching out and asking for an episode to stream. Like, that is so cool. They asked me to forward them my favorite episode, and I gave them episode 3, which is my complicated relationship with straight men. So please head on over and listen to their episodes. One of my favorite episodes is one they did with Afrotene. So yeah, please head on there and check them out. On that note, I really wanted to talk about some of my inspirations since starting podcasting. My favorite podcast ever is one by Amanda Seales. Amanda Seales is the new co-host of The Real, and I've been following her journey since she read Caitlyn Jenner for Filth on Katy Perry's YouTube thing that she did a couple of years ago for her album that flopped. And yeah, so her podcast is called Small Doses, and she's also got a book out of the same name. And if you've listened to her podcast before, her you can tell that some of my episodes have been inspired by hers. Just not the content, but just by the way of the sound effects that I use. So I really love her podcast. Like, you guys should go and check her out for sure. I really wanted to say thank you to the poly podcasting community that is out there that have been reaching out and also sharing my stuff. Big shout out to Tima Talks. Hi Fatima, thank you so much for being so supportive. And there is also the Samoan scientist, Amy, who I binged the other day and loved. It's not every day that you get to listen to a scientist that is Samoan. So that's been epic. Who else is there? For the Cultures is amazing. And they're literally For the Culture. And that's Cultures with a Q, might I add. But yeah, I just wanted to get on here and say thank you to all of you, because I'm new in this game, but you guys have been messaging me, or we've had our own little conversation. So thank you so much, guys. What's changed for me since starting the podcast has been the conversations that I've been having with people. So usually I'm that friend that kind of takes every conversation to the gutter, and I'm like talking about root stuff when I'm not even like getting action like that, but I'm always that person. But the conversations have shifted to like debriefs of actual episodes that I've put out. So that's been fun, but also a bit challenging for me as an introvert. So I have to remind myself that the conversations are not necessarily about me personally, but just about what I spoke about. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's really what I've been having to get used to. There was also an episode that I really didn't want to put out because I just wasn't happy with the content. I wasn't happy with the story. It just didn't fit the brand that I want my podcast to be. But for the sake of having new content that week, I kind of just put it out. And the numbers, so the listens and the plays kind of reflect what I was expecting from it. So I'll never do that again. If I'm not happy with the episode, I'll probably just skip that week or just record something new. Yeah, because it really fucked with me that week, and I had to talk to a few people before I put it up. I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my shit. Another thing that's been highlighted for me since starting my show has been not just as a person, a queer person, but just as a person of color, like the burden that's put on us, like even for like people that are on our side, like the burden that's put on us to educate them. And I'm kind of over it because Google, like, do your research. I'm not against having conversations with people that don't understand. Like, I'm here. I'm happy to engage in that conversation about things that you don't know. But when you're asking me and comparing people's activism to white supremacy, I'm sorry, I'm out. Like, I just can't. I don't know if you guys remember this, but Lady Gaga tweeted like a few years ago and said something like, black people, how can we do better? And it's like, girl, read a fucking book, watch a YouTube clip. Like, there are resources everywhere and you can pretty much Google everything. And I remember my sister kind of, I don't know if I've said this before, but my sister kind of said, oh, I might have to translate some of the episode for some of our Balangi friends. And I was like, no, don't. Like, no, you don't really have to because it's not for them. And there's enough resources for them. Like, they have everything at their fingertips, literally. Everything's been written by their people. Everything's written about their people. They're reflected in movies. Books are about them. So, like, this, we can't have this little thing, like, for us. Recently, I was talking to someone about Beyonce, and I don't know how it started, but this person, she was white. She is white. And she went on to say something like, well, I don't know about her last album. It was kind of racist towards white people. I was just like, sus. I told her, like, okay, we're going to end it there. Just because I didn't want to go off of her. I was at fucking work. And I was like, I just had to calm down first. And I had to explain to her, well, you have to understand that not everything is made for you. And then that her album is not racist because, first of all, white is not a race. but yeah, the nerve, right? Just to, like, she made a pro-black album. It's not an anti-white album. Granted, Beyonce has made pop albums before, has released pop singles. But sis, can't you just have this one thing? Like, it's not a hard concept to grasp that someone is writing about their own experience, and her experience is a black experience, and it's her experience. So, yeah, sis, like, not everything's for you. I really wanted to, keep going on that subject, but it's really triggering me and I just can't. I had like a full day of it last week, and yeah, I came home really exhausted. Like, I don't mind answering it, and I've kind of put myself in a position where people will ask me questions with this podcast. But if you feel like, if you have an inkling that this question will be offensive, maybe don't ask it. Maybe be safe and put your phone on incognito or private mode and Google it. That way, maybe you won't show your ass and save yourself the embarrassment. And keep your white tears away from me, please. Since even before starting my podcast, I've been really thinking about how we as brown people, how we move around the world and how we navigate these spaces that are often predominantly white. And what I mean by this is, I was listening to Phoebe Robinson's podcast, and she was saying she was the only black person in a meeting, and she was saying something like, what if she, and there was food there, and she was saying stuff like, if I go to eat this, will they think that I am just like, will they think this and that of me? And I find it so funny because that's how I am everywhere, especially at work. Like, I don't like to stand out. I don't like to be loud. I'm really quiet at work. And that's because of things like that. I don't want... So as a brown person, and please don't deny this, white people, because you know it's true. If I were to do something like if I was someone that called in sick all the time, you guys would automatically associate this behavior with all Samoan people. Whereas you as white people, why am I saying you as white people like you're listening? But whereas white people, if they were to do something like that, it would have no effect on how people see them, because that's just not how the system is set up. And that's also why I believe that white is not a race. And those are my thoughts on that. So I think before I wrap up today's episode, I just wanted to say another big thank you to everyone that has shared their stories with me on in my DMs. I know that we are all going through a lot, and we all have our struggles. So I'm really thankful to you guys for trusting me with your stories. I know personally I go through something almost every day, and that's just by me being in spaces that people don't want me to be in. So thank you guys for listening, thank you for your support. I am really trying with this podcasting. I am one, putting myself out there, and also trying to make myself accountable, because I don't know if I said this earlier, but I can really get over things real quickly, and that's why a lot of my projects and things that I put out don't last that long. And I'm just like an artist that, like, I'm just really sensitive about my shit, and I really care what people think about me, which is something that I'm trying to get over. But thank you guys so much for listening, for supporting, for sharing, like, just stuff on Instagram. Like, those little things really help me. Like, I have a listener that listens in the Netherlands. Like, who the fuck is that? If you are that 0.0001%, please, can you message me, because I want to know who you are. We've been trying to figure out who we know that lives in the Netherlands, and it's no one. Thank you so much, guys. I have a few more episodes this season before wrapping up, and then we'll reevaluate, see what we can add, see what we can take out, and we'll be back with season 2. We're not over yet. Season 1's not over yet. So stay tuned. Bye.